Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Susan. I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, March 5th, 2025, and we are reading from the Big Book in the chapter Into Action, page 83, the first paragraph. Patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. Today's readers are Jordan L., who will read the text, Leslie M., A Vision for You, and Shelley E. is our backup. Our newcomer greeter is Alex K., and Robin P. will share announcements. The reference numbers for Tuesday, March 4th, 10 a.m. Eastern is 22,000. 22,219. And for Wednesday, March 5th, the 7 a.m. Eastern, 22,225. So this morning's meeting was 22,225. Could everybody please make sure their line is muted? Thank you so much. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose: to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. As a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Tanya P. to please read the 12 steps of OA for us. Thank you, Tanya.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. Here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we are powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed, and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for the knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Tanya P., recovering in Michigan, thanks for allowing me to serve. I pass.
Thank you so much, Tanya. And next, I will ask Barbara W. to please read the 12 traditions of OA for us. Thank you, Barbara.
My name is Barbara. Could you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, my name is Barbara. I'm a compulsive overeater and happy to be in this group. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity, which we do have this wonderful unity here. Number two, for our group purpose, there is an ultimate, a loving God as we may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern us. Three, The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Right. 4, each group should be autonomous, except matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. 5, each group have but one primary purpose, to carry the message to compulsive overeaters who still suffering. 6, an OA group ought to never indulge, finance, or lend the name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and pervert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supported, declining outside contribution. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought to never be organized, but we may create service boards and committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no outside opinion issues, hence the OA name ought to never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relating policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need to always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, TV, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is our spiritually foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place our principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Can everyone check that they're muted? Thank you so much. Star one to mute, please. Abstinence requirement. Someone's unmuted. Thank you. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star one to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star one to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. It does tell you when you are muted. Thank you. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book in the chapter Into Action, page 83, the first paragraph on that page. Yes, there is a long period of reconstruction ahead, through to patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. And we're now going to go to Colorado and Jordan L. Would you like to start reading and sharing with us? Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you, Susan. Thanks for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. So, yes, there is a long period of reconstruction ahead. We must take the lead. A remorseful mumbling that we are sorry won't fit the bill at all. We had to sit down with the family and frankly analyze the past as we now see it, being very careful not to criticize them. Their defects may be glaring, but the chances are that our own actions are partly responsible. So we clean house with the family, asking each morning in meditation that our Creator show us the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. So long period of reconstruction ahead. This is a relative term. each one of us kind of has an idea of what a long period might look like. for me, my own personal experience, it's a long period is years. This is the point at which this is a living amend is what it's talking about here, which is not so much about me making an apology to someone, but about me demonstrating a different way of life. And part of that demonstration is doing it consistently over a long period of time. So much so that it becomes the new default or the new habit, right? I think what really jumped out to me this morning is this line about we must take the lead. I didn't really understand what it meant to take the lead when I first got here. So I'm really grateful that I've had lots of patient sponsors over the years that have helped me understand what it means to take the lead, and that this higher power, the God of my understanding, has showed me what that looks like practically on a daily basis, what it means to take the lead. In the beginning, what that meant for me was just learning to keep my mouth closed and to not have to be in charge of everything and not have to tell everyone what to do and how to do it and all of that. It was literally just me learning to be in a conversation with someone else and keep my opinions to myself. And then once I had practiced that for a while and learned how to do that, that's when once I had learned how to pause like that, I was able to start voicing my opinion in a more effective way so that it wasn't about me telling people what to do, but it was about me offering what it was that I had. And so if I'm going to be offering what I have, then I want to make sure it's attractive.
time, and, Jordan?
Okay. And if it's not attractive, then I don't need to offer it at that point in time. And that's kind of what it comes down to. So thanks for letting me share. That's it.
Thank you so much, Jordan L. in Colorado. Okay, so if you joined us halfway through or have forgotten where we are, page 83, that first paragraph, yes, there is a long period of reconstruction ahead through to tolerance, kindliness, and love. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day, so that's for both meetings. You shared already there this morning. I wasn't up, I'm going to be honest, in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share this morning? I need to get your first name, your last initial, and the state or country you are calling from today. Star one to unmute.
Jody. Hi, E, Deanna. California.
Jody.
Loretta
Jody.
H.
Loretta
North
H.
Carolina.
And I was...
North Carolina.
Sorry, what was your first name?
It was Loretta H. Thank you.
Oh, I got
Loretta
that.
H. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
anyone
you.
Else? Okay, I thought
Deanna
I had
Deanna C.
S.
Deanna C. Lynn S. Some of you I know where you're from, some of you I don't, so you're going to have to announce it. Anybody else like to join this first round?
I'm sorry, it was
all right.
Liz S.
Liz? Liz
not
A?
Lynn. Yes. Liz S.
Hi, Liz.
Not
Liz
Lynn.
S. Thank you. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Got it. Thank you so much for clarifying. All right. I have Jody E., Loretta H., Deanna C., Liz S. So if everybody could mute their line other than Jody. I know Jody's from California. So off we go. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in California. And this is a great paragraph, as so many of them are. Indeed, there is a long period of reconstruction ahead. In my disease of compulsive eating, I was selfish. I was dishonest. I was self-seeking and often resentful. And the people closest to me bore the brunt of those defects of character, my husband, my daughter, my siblings, my parents, my family, and also my friends, but more so my family, I would say. So how do I make good? How do I turn all of this around? Yes, I can apologize. I can tell them what I did to harm them. I can admit that, and I can vow to turn that around. But it's in the turning around that I really make the amends. Not everybody has my same values, my same beliefs, my same standards. In fact, most people are very different. And I need to be very tolerant and understanding and patient and kind and loving. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes that's really hard to do. Today, that's really hard to do in the political climate we're in. But I have to do it anyway if I want to stay abstinent and sane and serene, right? I want to be serene even when things are exciting. So I have to, the St. Francis prayer is such a great prayer. God grant that I may seek rather to understand than to be understood. If I can stay focused on that, I can be pretty tolerant, pretty loving, kind, and patient. And that's what I want to be today, and that's what I need to be today with this disease that I have and my other diseases. I have more than one. So thank you for listening, and thank you for being here, my OA family. Without you, I couldn't be abstinent. And with that, I pass.
Great timing. Thank you, Jody E. in California. Next, we have Loretta H. in North Carolina. Thank you, Loretta.
Hi, Susan. Hello, everyone, along with my precious God. You are saving my life. I'm recovering right now. I'm in St. Augustine, Florida. And the long period of reconstruction, I start my day with that. 83 through 88, because I know I am a person that, unless I follow God's positioning system, his GPS, I have no ability to position myself with my own propaganda. And yesterday we read about the tornado. And before I came into program, I was the tin man. I was thin, and I was kind of shiny, but I had no heart. And along with this program and the work I've done on myself and then trying to be a good citizen of the world, I am able to get more of a heart. And especially today, God is so good. Honor God. I'm wandering around St. Augustine. I have no idea where I'm going. And here I am right now in this beautiful garden of God about a saint in my religion. And I'm wandering, and they have a church, and they have, I just signed the book as Prayers for the World and Peace on Earth and God's Will to All Men, because that's what Bill wanted at the end of his story. And this is my life today. I get so many God sightings. If I just work my program, have that awareness that his positioning system is where I need to be. And today's the first day of my very solemn time of reflection and reconciliation and everything. And I landed in a place that I can get it. And it's just, to me, it's so amazing. But it is because of the work. And it is because of you. I can't do this alone. And today, I am not the Tin Man. I'm not, you know, thin and a little bit shiny, but I don't have an ego easing God out to position myself in today's activities. So I'm just so grateful because this reconstruction has built a kind of good person. And I'm just very, very grateful. And my life is wonderful today. And I'll continue. I'm going to continue in this garden and get more spiritual demonstrations and hopefully be more spiritually demonstrating when I leave. So with that, I pass. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Perfect timing. Next, we have Deanna C. And Deanna, if you could please share with us where you are calling from.
Hi, good morning. This is Deanna C. calling from California. I just need to take a deep breath right now. This is the perfect reading for me today. I have a family member who died unexpectedly last week, and then a family member on hospice. And I work a lot with in the hospice arena. And one thing I know in working with other families is that grief exposes the fault lines in the character defects of a lot of people. And if there are problems in families, they either get worse and blow up, or families come together, but more often they blow up. And this line is, there is a long period of reconstruction ahead and we must take the lead. And this weekend I was seriously misunderstood in my family. My family has a long line of addiction and active alcoholism and overeating. And I feel like a lot of times I'm the one sober one in the room. And it's really hard to work on or focus on my part and where I'm responsible when everybody else's defects are glaring. And I mean glaring. So I love this last line, you know, God grant me the patience, tolerance, kindness, and love to work my program even in that setting and to be attractive even when it's painful. And so I was able to go to somebody and make an amends and, you know, repair the relationship and take the dressing down from other people who, in my opinion, weren't even cognizant of their glaring defects. But I kept my mouth shut. And my only goal at this time is to be pleasant and present. Somebody said that a week or two ago. You know who you are. And in that process, I also had to remember that in my vulnerability and my grief, the place where I go to get supported is I reach out to my fellows. And I reach up to God. And that's where I find my strength. And as much as I would love to get it from my family of origin, that's not the safe place to be vulnerable. That is the place where I go to serve. That's where I go to demonstrate patience, tolerance, and kindness and be an example and hopefully a light, something that attracts them one day to health and healing. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Deanna C. in California. And next we have Liz S. And Liz, if you could share with us where you are calling from today. Thank you so much.
Liz S., recovered compulsive eater from Oregon. Thank you for all the shares and thank you for your service. There's a long period of reconstruction ahead, not just for the family outside of me, but in me too. I have to get right-sized. I have to learn humility. I need to stabilize my recovery over a period of time so that I'm consistent and so that people can trust me again. I agree that it is years sometimes for the reconstruction to prove myself and others that I am now right-sized and I'm staying right-sized. I'm the oldest sister of several children, and I've been criticized rightly to giving advice where it wasn't wanted, and I'm pulling back now that I'm recovered. I'm realizing I have no idea what other people should do. The other sentence that I thought jumped out at me was that each morning in meditation, our Creator shows us the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. And those things are great for me to keep in mind throughout the day. And I'm so glad that I read these today and that I was able to share them with you all. And that's all I have. Thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Liz S. in Oregon. So before I take another line up, a reminder, page 83, that first paragraph. Yes, there is a long period of reconstruction ahead through to patience, tolerance, kindness, and love. So if this is your third day to share on any Vision for You meeting, please star one, unmute, and let me know your first name, last initial, and where you are calling from this morning.
Tina W.
Tina W. Tina, where are you calling from?
Joanne,
New York,
West Virginia.
Carol
B. Tulsa.
Okie dokie, hold on. Carol B. in Tulsa. Anyone else for this round, which might be the last round? It just depends if we. All right, so I have Tina W. Sorry, could you give me your first name again?
Luann C. in Boise.
Luann, hi, thank you. All right, we're going to pause there. I have Tina W., Joanne, I missed your last initial, sorry, Carol B. in Tulsa, Luann C. in Boise. So, Tina, if you could start us off, please, and let us know where you're calling from this morning. Thank you.
Tina W. from New Jersey. Thanks for your service today, everybody. First, I have to be working the steps every day if I'm going to maintain this and change things that have been going on for a long time in my own family. I'm talking about my husband and two kids. Got complete abstinence 49 months ago, and I can't take a day off from prayer. The St. Francis prayer, third step prayer, seventh step prayer, all the ones on the OA toolkit, which I pray every morning. And I have tested that before, and if I don't, all these character defects can manifest very quickly. And sometimes I don't have the ability to just exit the room and say the sick man's prayer or make a 10th step. Well, I have to admit that what have I been like to live with in this disease? Defensive, emotional, manipulative. I've ruined vacations by misperceived comments, the slightest look, someone rolling their eyes at me, misperceptions, intolerance of anybody else. I was the only one with any problems. I was the hurting person. I could be of absolutely no help to my children if they really needed me because it was all about me. The worst was the screaming fits, which were lessened over time, but, you know, hearing my kids hearing me call my husband names at the top of my lungs. And this program has allowed me back my dignity as a human being and some emotional sobriety, but it must be in place before everything else, before talking to them in the morning, before anything. I have to get right with God. And if I have a resentment from the night before, I have to do a 10th step first thing in the morning, or I'm not going to be tuned in. That radio frequency is not going to be connected to my higher power. And I also have to be ready to hear more of the things that maybe they forgot about, maybe they don't remember at the time. Maybe they thought it was normal for me to act that way. One of the biggies that my kids come up now, they're 30 and 33, is the unsolicited advice, the projects I made out of them, that they needed to be improved in certain areas of their lives. I was just that arrogant, and still can be, and all these things can come back, but it's a daily reprieve contingent on my spirituality, and there's one person that can help me, and that's my higher power, and I must submit every day. And over time, I don't want to make it sound like it was just horrible. Over time, I'm able to listen. I cringe. I squeeze my hand on the pillow on the sofa when they tell me, Mom, do you remember when you? And I just say, honey, I'm sorry. And I want to cry, but then I'm making it about me again. And I just sit there and I say, can I do anything to make it up to you? Because I wish it hadn't happened, but it did. And they say, no, I'm just really grateful I can tell you. It's like a load off my back. And the whole family changes afterward. I know that's another chapter, but it really does happen. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Tina W. in New Jersey. Next, we have Joanne, whose last initial and where you're calling from I missed, but
hello,
I'm
there.
Sure
My
you know
Joanne.
Who you are.
Joanne Yu from West Virginia. Thank you, everyone, for reading and sharing. So I take it it's step 10, that passage. I don't have my big book in front of me. I'm at work at the moment. But first time I've shared, actually, on these meetings. So, what kind of spoke to me as the reading went on was that, you know, the long road ahead, you know, some deep recovery is going to take place. And I've just kind of come in from another fellowship. So, you know, in my estimation, I've done the steps and I've done the long haul with another fellowship. And but I am realizing, you know, how true it is that saying that is said quite often, that you can't transfer credits from one fellowship to another. So that's what I'm experiencing right now. And it's okay. I'm okay with it now today, accepting that. That I do have to start over and I have to start like a newbie, and I'm actually quite relieved because it just takes that pressure off. So it's been said that, you know, when you put down the food, alcoholic foods, for me, it's a deeper recovery. It goes deep. And so, yes, you know, it's in layers. It's a spiritual way of life. And it says, I don't know if you read that yet, but it, you know, it talks about it should continue for a lifetime. And so I shouldn't be discouraged, and I shouldn't be, not that I shouldn't, but I'm choosing not to be discouraged. I'm choosing not to be, oh my goodness, how long is this going to take? You know, because it tells me in the literature that it's for a lifetime and it's a spiritual way of life. And there's no, you know, there's no just staying where you are. Staying in that fit spiritual condition is the key, so I can enjoy the abundant life of being happy, joyous, and free. I'm just kind of a few days without my alcoholic food put down. I'm just kind of having a very loose food plan. I make it in the morning. I do commit it to a sponsor just for accountability, and it helps me. I've been very resistant doing those food plans, but I'm realizing how much defiance is in me, which is coming up and out. And this time I'm actually able to, okay, yeah, that's my stuff, you know, and it's okay. I have the steps and the tools and a God that I understand and believe in to help me through that. So that's all really I've got, but it's just good to hear everyone. And yeah, the long road ahead, and to see it as a gift really, and as a friend rather than, I think that's where it's changing for me this time around, working through the steps. I'm seeing these are a gift. They really are. I know I used to try and convince myself of that. I just really feel it a lot of the time. But now somehow with the food, I have to have a different mindset. I have to have a different perspective. You know, what's really been helping me is, you know, if I see food.
Time, Joanne.
Thank you. I just say that's not my food. That's not my food. Anyway, thanks for letting me share. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joanne Yu in West Virginia. Next, we have Carol B. in Tulsa. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. This is Carol D. as in, I used to say dog, but my sponsor said, oh, so this is Carol D. as in diamond in Tulsa, and I actually am registered, but I live in Tulsa, which is near Dallas, and also in Tulsa. So what really struck me this morning, if I've been just like seeking my higher power, what do you want me to do with Lent? I'm not a person in a place.
You're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if
okay.
You can stay still.
So I have just really always admired, because I think when I do give up something, I get closer and closer to God and the sugar. So I'm trying to practice about what?
We're really having a hard time hearing you, Carol. It's going in and out.
Okay. I'm going to take the lead. Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Carol D for Diamond from Tulsa. Sorry about that. Next up, we have Luann C. in Boise, Idaho. Thank you, Luann.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for letting me share. I'm Luann C., gratefully recovered today in Boise, Idaho. What a great paragraph. Exactly what I needed to hear today. But, you know, it took me about 10 weeks to get on my feet using the Big Book method. But to get from that 10-week point to now, which is a couple years later, you know, it took a daily growth. So when I got recovered, I was just so happy that, you know, hey, this thing really worked. You know, I was just like, this is the golden ring. But, you know, God, because I had this new relationship with God, God was coming through and he was going to solidify this. But it took a daily you know, recognition of what the next step was. And thank God I was shown that the next charming defect I had where the compulsion was going was my spending, because I was using money and getting and buying and obsessing over an item to stay on a diet. And that became a really expensive way to stay on a diet. But, you know, I made this financial amends, which took me about a year to pay off. And that actually, through that, God showed me, hey, this is the next thing you have to work on. And now today I'm working on this last sentence, you know, the patience and tolerance for my family and the world. And so my experience is that, you know, you start with the food, as was said earlier, but then it has to be this daily growth, this daily dependence on my higher power. And that's how I'm getting through, you know, to have a sustained abstinence. In my liner note here, it said, the first year of abstinence is fragile. And it was, you know, I had to really start growing this relationship. But doing that through the 15 things I do have to do every day to stay abstinent, you know, I'm on my feet and it's becoming permanent. And I'm so grateful for that, because that was my hope. So anyway, I hope you hear something that makes you want to come back if you're a newcomer. And just thanks for letting me share today. I pass.
Thank you so much, Luann C. in Boise, Idaho. Okay, so my math wasn't very good. We have more time. So who would like to share today? Reminding you that it's every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. I want to unmute. First paragraph on page.
Jackie in North Idaho.
North Idaho. Okay. Who else would like to join Jackie? Okay, Jackie, why don't you start us off and give us your last initial as well? Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is Jackie in North Idaho, and thank you, everybody, for your shares. I always get so much out of this meeting and what everybody has to say. I literally have a year of abstinence today, and it took me 15 years to get here, and I still feel like such an infant. I still feel like there's so much work to be done, and I am reminded of that I am new. You know, because in my mind, I want everything perfect and all good, and I want to be comfortable, right? So, yeah, I just actually got a new sponsor, and I'm going back through the steps again because I hit a whole new bottom in a different way. So that was eye-opening. But that, you know, the wreckage that I created behind me, whew, somebody was talking about their children and how, you know, looking back, like, I mean, I just was not present. I was there physically, but I wasn't there emotionally. I was in my disease and I was expressing it in all kinds of ways. And I had a lot of shame and guilt around that when I came in here. And I have since worked through some of that and made my amends. But there are still those moments, right, that grip me. And like she said, you know, you grab the pillow or you grab the couch and you just, you know, you want to cry, but you can't, you know, you're back in self. Not to say that I'm not back in self, you know, on a daily basis. I have to work this program every single day. And so I'm learning. I feel like, honestly, just having this year, right, I feel like I'm just now learning how to use all that I have learned in this past year. Because now the, you know, when the shit hits the fan and I get irritable and discontented, my mind goes to, okay, which prayer, which, you know, do I need a 10th step on this? Like, which prayer do I use? Like, what's the tool that I use that I've learned? So that's kind of like where my mind is now. It's like I'm just now learning how to use these, you know, this program. And remembering to pause throughout my day and making that conscious contact, not just in the morning, but all throughout the day. God, what is your will for me? How may I best be of service? Because I most definitely still am in self. I have a service profession, but otherwise, I'm not giving a lot, you know? So I still am very much in self. I still cannot quite feel my
heart. That's time, Jackie.
So, you know what? I'm going to keep coming back. Thank you.
Thank you. What's your last initial, Jackie, if people want to call you?
It's H. H.
H. Jackie H. Thank you. North Idaho, and congratulations on your milestone. All right. Do we have any other takers?
Juanis in, I'll take it.
Or Jeff A. Oh.
Go Juanis and Jeff. No, Juanis, and then we should have time for Jeff. Juanis, take it
away. Okay. Juanis, recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. I love this part of the book because it really answered a lot of questions for me when I wanted to recover, when I needed to recover, and because I was just like the guy that came out of the tornado cell or whatever they call it, and said, ain't you glad the wind stopped blowing? You know, I've been yelling and screaming and controlling and evil and mean and irritable and discontent and for, you know, 30 years, you know, and then I get abstinent and lose some weight, and I expect everybody to be bowing down to me, you know, and they weren't. They were not. And even making amends to my son, who got the most brunt of it. He's an only child, and oh boy, bless his soul that he could even still say, I love you, Mom. You know, he really was skeptical. He was like, yeah, well, I don't know, you know. So I had to take the lead, period. I had to be not expecting anything from him to change, but only for me to change and grow up and accept responsibility for all of those years that I was in active addiction and hurt him so. You know, no remorseful mumbling, well, no more saying, I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry. You know, he didn't want to hear that. He wanted to see some change. He wanted to see some different. He wants to see me show up differently today, you know, and that is what I rely on this program to show me how, teach me how, and then for God, my higher power, God, to give me the strength to pull it off. Because I'm still, you know, have my character defects. They're not gone. Thank God they are not as strong, and they don't have the power over me that they used to because of my relationship with God that I got through these 12 steps. But, you know, I have got to show up different. He's got to be able to see it. And things are growing and changing now with us, finally. You know, he is beginning to trust me a little bit more and a little bit more as the days go on. But there's a long period of reconstruction in there. You know, the big book talks about, too, earlier how, you know, We had our ideals had to be grounded in a power greater than ourselves, and we were going to recreate our lives. Recreating a life takes a long time. It's not an overnight matter. It should continue for our lifetimes. And this book shows me how to do that, how to recreate Juan East from the inside. I ain't talking about being skinny and putting on this hair and all this stuff. I'm talking about on the inside, recreating that life, that part of me. And that's a long road. That's a long period that's coming ahead, and I'll pass now. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Juan East. And next we have Jeff A. And Jeff, if you could tell us where you're calling from this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, Jeff A., California. I feel like the last share I should just stop. I'll say, anyways, yesterday was a day where I was trying to figure it all out. I have two different dentists. I thought it was different days, and it wasn't. I want a second opinion for a root canal. And I realized that I couldn't handle this. And so I let God handle it, which, you know, I'm more of a person that wants to handle it, and then God is my spare tire, and that never works. I'm trying to be more God's way more important than my spare tire. And this yesterday, for 8 hours, I really did whatever he suggested, and I just went to that first dentist, and it turned out I got confused, and I was actually the wrong, it was supposed to be the different day, but the lady who became with the dentist, we ended up talking about 12-step. She has a sponsor, and she's doing the steps, and I was so comfortable, and then I had amends to make for the first dentist, because I stormed out of the room, and so I had to make amends to the office manager, and I did that, but then the dentist said something that shocked me, but I didn't say anything, and that's the gift. That's the God shot. As usually I say, wait a minute, you said X, Y. I didn't say a thing. I said nothing. And this is crazy. This is not me. And so that was a God thing too. You know, I just left and said nothing. And I can make my decisions. I talked afterwards with someone and through the program. So that's it. Okay.
Thank you so much, Jeff A. in California. Thank you to Team March. Wednesday's team is Jordan L., Leslie M., Shelley E., Alex K., and Robin P. are going to host you now. If you need a sponsor or are available, please stay on until we close. Tanya P. and Barbara W., thank you both for reading. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Leslie M., would you kindly read a vision for you for us? Thank you.
Thank you, Susan, for your service. I am Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.